moral concept of the world, of society, also represents law. Egypt in the Bible is not Egypt that is geographically located about 9,000 miles from here. Egypt in the Bible is the order. Pharaoh in the Bible is the leadership of the order.
Who wants to be shallow? If you want to stay shallow, this is not the place for you. But if you want some depth, stay here. This idea and that idea in the man, the idea in the star of Jacob, of David, so-called star of David, these ideas make up the darkness, the real darkness in the clouds of religion. Once these things are cleared up, the church leadership will see that. You will become victims of this world. You will see better. In time, the clouds of confusion will be removed from your mind. I guarantee you, anybody who's been sitting here listening under my voice for the last year or more and have been trying to learn and have faith in my leadership, I guarantee you there's no preacher in Chicago can defeat them in a debate. I guarantee you that any one of them can put a preacher to flight. Any one of them can read an interpretation of the Bible better than any preacher in Chicago. Any single one of them. It all brings, don't believe it. Bring some such contender. Bring them. And let's see what happens. Confessing their fault and admitting that a new day.
lead you now. And I hope that Allah will guide each and every one of us to the right path and give us the strength to stay on that path once we are there. Don't be discouraged. This concludes our subject today. Now I'd like to make an announcement or give a word to the general body on the new democratic order that we have. As you know, I have been chosen, as Supreme Minister, and later the title was changed, the Chief Minister of the Nation of Islam. Then I got with the officials and we formed and appointed people to represent all the regions. And this body, we call it the decision making body. The ministers from West Coast, it's the minister who heads the West Coast region, the minister who heads the East Coast region, the South, Midwest, all of them are represented in this body, the decision making body, along with the national figure, the national office. That body is the highest ruling body in the North Foundation of Islam. Under that body, we have local body, which is the national body, made up of national offices here in Chicago. Do we have the shot? Do you please present the shot? I don't know if we were fortunate enough to hook up today. Did we get the telephone hook up today? We did? Well, greetings of peace to all of the Muslims who are listening out there in many cities throughout the United States. As-salamu alaykum. We have at the top there, but I belong to the decision-making body. They like to put me up in the heaven as a star, you know. But really, I belong to the decision-making body. We all rule together. And under the decision-making body, you see the Board of Trustees. That's the local body, the ruling body here, of national offices. In that Board of Trustees, the committees are also represented. Then, out from that to the right, we see the mosque and community activities. And to the left, we see mosque. And beneath that, on the right, we have the national. Will you translate these three? The national, what is that? Right there to the right. Branching off to the right, your right. Now face the board to your right. And the national community relations, branching off from community activities, public relations under community activities, communication under community activities, cultural development under community activities, community services under community activities, adult education, which is a school, but it's an adult school that is not under the Clara Muhammad Secondary and Elementary School, under community activities, and all mosques. Really, all mosques should have been at the top, because so you have mosques here and community activities. The mosque is at the top. These services come under the mosque, are provided by the mosque. Yes, under the Board of Trustees, we have business management, accounting department, and the local business, the other business related. Over here we have Mark, and that's the inspector, right? Yes, so those are the national officers. We name them the schools, the Ministry of Education, MWDC, Chief Captain, Special Assistant to the Minister, Minister of Justice, Steering Committee, Nation Secretary, and the Treasurer. Now that all comes under the mosque to the left on the chart, with the mosque inspector, national inspector, having an office among them. Now below we have all mosques.
They say they come here, they support us, they bring new members in. They're willing to help us move the chairs have to be moved. They'll come here and move the whole place if we want to move it. Now people will do anything here, but they just don't have money. Now that commitment is more valuable to me than $10 or $100 or $1,000 or $10,000. Well, next time we draw up these cartoons, let us see what is true and say all the truth. Because the commitment is more than just putting a dollar down on the table or so. You who can afford to, you should help with whatever you have in your power. Why? Because you haven't had opportunity in the past to sacrifice to bring something of your own into existence. And if I wasn't doing it for myself, I would want to do it for myself, so that this nation will be saved. I would want to do it for my son. I would want to show my son, son, this is the new spirit. This is how you sacrifice for your lost foundation of Islam. So that when he comes up behind me, I will be safe and comfortable knowing that the lost foundation of Islam is not going to go down because of a lazy, negligent generation that will abandon the cause. We should give. I'm not talking to you here. Really, in Islam, you're not supposed to give a whole paycheck or a day's pay. The percentage is about 2% of your net income. And then the rest of it is supposed to be free here. You're only obligated to make 2%. Of your net income, about 2%, low 2%, I think it is, some say 2%, of your net income. This is tradition, Islamic tradition. And 2% of your net income wouldn't hurt anybody, would it? Wouldn't hurt anybody. That's like $2 out of 100, and that's once you netted something. You see? All right. And then the rest of it should be free gifts. That's why all Elijah Muhammad, he never
made it a duty for about 30 years in the history of his leadership. He never made it a duty for people to give $5, or your duty is to give $8, or $10, or $12. He said, give whatever you can afford. He said, give whatever you're able to give, and God will bless you for whatever you do. That was his start teaching. But the burden became so heavy, and the snake became so tedious, that we had to force people to come up with enough to keep doors open, keep lights on, to keep the machinery in operation. But we hope to get away from that one day. I don't like that. And I don't accept that any person that can't survive to keep giving from themselves.
Okay.
No, we haven't gotten that bad of faith yet. Listen, brother, before you give up your child's milk, before you give up your rent, you look at us. National secretary, business manager, wearing overalls and sneakers, out there catching the bus. Then don't you do that. Now they can say what they want to say. Say, yeah, I told you what I want you to do. For those that have to do their part. Those that didn't have managed to bring this thing into existence. You sacrificed your arm, your leg, your feet, your everything to bring this thing into existence. Now take a rest and let those who are doing better do the job. I don't mean you shouldn't give something. You can afford a nickel. A nickel ain't gonna make that much difference in your life. And you know what I mean by that. I mean, you can afford small amounts, but don't put yourself out of doors and don't put your children's feet on the ground. Or have them going around here, people laughing at them, and starting at the nose and going to the hospital with cold. Because you didn't have enough money to wrap them up good enough, or to take them to have Comcast to go down to the plant and get some help for them. Don't do that. We're not asking for that. If God asked for that, he would be wrong. God never asked for that. Many other things the poor that are met kind of severe poverty, and anything that they can give us that is not money. And we thank them because they are rich in many other respects. We have some around here that made big money off the nation. As soon as we ask them to take the bear, they are scared of the burden. They say, well, I'd rather lead to it another way. Had their children in the school, getting free education. You pay it, they pay nothing. Soon as we ask them to pay more than the poor, we just get. He got more he can pay for. They say, well, I'll put my child in another school. You could put them in another suit. Teach them the hard way, you know. I don't want no interpretation, so I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about. I don't want nobody going around and catching some of these people and beating them upside the head. No, we can just deny them the privilege privileges that he enjoys. Since they don't give anything, he should be deprived of all the privileges. I think these other things have all been taken care of. My ears can wait, wait for another time, or they are for another time, I should. Okay. All right, so this concludes my topic today. I pray Allah that we continue to grow in faith. Don't be afraid to stand up, let the world know that you're a Muslim. And that you follow Nabi Muhammad. You have nothing to be ashamed of. If anything, we have something to be ashamed of. You should be bold. You have an important announcement to make. And I thank the President for inviting me to make the announcement myself. We have a very, very important visitor. He's coming here to visit our community. We expect him to come in tomorrow. We expect to have him as our guest. He's not important just because he's got millions and billions of dollars. He's important because he believes in Allah and he wants to help Islam wherever it is. He's a sheikh, our sheikh, from the Emirate State in the Middle East. His name is Sultan Muhammad Al-Qasim, I believe it is. Is that correct? Yes. When he comes here, he wants to give him a reception that such figure deserves. Now, as Muslims, we should show the world that we appreciate Muslims like they appreciate Christians. And if a Christian figure of that word was coming to visit a Christian community, that whole Christian community would be out to meet. So we want to go to the airport and meet the kids. He has been so good, so brotherly, warm, as to let the news reach us that he's not just coming to visit, he's coming to make a pledge of some help for us. And I believe it's free help. That's the only kind I accept. If I can't keep my hands and my legs free, then I don't accept help. But I have no reason to suspect that if there's any strings attached or any other intention other than just to help. Because this is the kind of man he is. We have declared tomorrow as Muhammad Sultan Muhammad Al-Qasim Day, and all the businesses are closed so that we can come here in time to come here, form the reception, go out and meet the kids. And Tuesday, the business will be closed for half a day on until the kids leaves us. So he leaves us and goes somewhere else, and we'll be free to do other things. But as long as he's out there, I thank every department to be down here to receive and give this state a good reception. And we've organized a program, a reception program. So at the airport, we're to meet here tomorrow at 2:30. Right here tomorrow at 2:30. So at the airport, you will see an organized reception there. So brothers and sisters, don't get too close or interfere with the organized reception. There'll be departments here and others represented there, men and women, even the school. And we'll have some banners there identifying the department. So we don't want to confuse this with the others that'll be there. So the others, you stand so that you won't cause confusion there. So we'll be taking pictures because we want it to look real good and orderly. Okay? We want it that way. That means you and me both. I know you're with me. And after we receive him, he might come out and do the business. He might come by the plant, by some of the other places. He might come here for a brief moment. But tomorrow, Tuesday, pardon me, is the day that you're really going to give him a real reception. We hope to have a dinner, and we would like to have Brother Donnell Kareem, and there's another little brother here that Brother Donnell Kareem told me about, a little junior, I don't even know him, who can recite the Quran in Arabic. He just really impressed the Arab people, because they didn't know that anybody over here speaking Arabic, they didn't know Arabic was even thought of over here, you know, so recently. So they're very much impressed by the reading of Arabic by one of us, coming from one of us. So we have the citing of Quran in Arabic by Brother Donnell Kareem and this little brother. And if any other of you have little children who can recite very good, written language, good pronunciation, then let us know, let Brother Donnell Kareem know, let him know to Brother any of the authors to receive and let him know. Now we have also planned that those children will carry out those rings of flowers and put it over the head of the chief. I visited Pakistan and they put so many flowers over my head I couldn't hardly hold my head. That's no joke. No joke. They had to stop. Because that nothing from my eyes was short. So, we're not going to burn them down like every flower, but we're going to have two nice rings of flowers, strings of flowers, to put over his head. And we want, well, we first picked a couple of children, but I think I would like to see four children. Two boys holding the ring, one ring. And two girls holding the other. We want the ages to be between 8 and 12, not over 12 years old. So we have one child on one side, another on the other side, put the ring on over his head. We have my son, Wallace. He's there, he's one of them. And the daughter of Brother Cassie. And ask that one. I'm asking for two more. And I don't want them from a fishing. I want them from ordinary, hard working believers. Two more children. All right, just go on ahead. Do you think? How old is a child and is it a boy or girl? What is the age of the one that you want to? Eight? All right, she has a girl, eight. That's one of them. Will you please give the name? What's up here? Come up here and give the name to Brother President. Now we're going to have a brother pick a boy. The brother. You like to have a boy between? No, the brother. You have to go to the brother. Will a brother pick a boy between the ages of these two officials, not an official. Just an ordinary hard-working brother. Yes. The brother right here with his head up. You have a point, eh? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right. Okay, we have him. I don't think this will be the last big man to visit us. So you'll get a chance. We won't pick the same ones again, I believe that. We're gonna keep their names on the record. They won't be chosen next time. All right, thank you very much. I wish I could tell you more, but well, I think that's it. That's the thing. I can't leave it without telling you. It is possible that we will get a contribution that will enable us to build a mosque from the ground up that will provide for all of our needs.
With your hands outstretched in this manner, follow me silently in the Muslim prayer. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. Praise be to God, the cherisher and sustainer of the world. Most gracious, most merciful. Master of the Day of Judgment, we do worship thine aid which he showeth the straight way. We are those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not yet, and who go not astray. Amen. Brother Secretary, Brother Secretary in the back.
Thank you.